From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is expected to speak shortly from the Rose Garden about some developments making headlines today, the first of which involves the longest-serving member of the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice John Paul Stevens says he is retiring, that he will step down when the court finishes its work in the summer. Stevens was nominated by President Gerald Ford and joined the court in 1975. In this archive tape from 2005, Stevens talks about learning and shifting positions during his time on the bench.
At the very least, I know that learning on the bench has been one of the most important and rewarding aspects of my own experience over the last 35 years.
Stevens turns 90 later this month. Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak, a target of conservatives against the new health care law, will not seek re-election. Today, Stupak said he has no regrets.
2 years ago, I saw an opportunity to finally enact health care with the election of a new president. I thank President Obama and Speaker Pelosi for their leadership to put us across the line as we finally have health care a reality in this country.
Stupak, who is anti-abortion, was one of the final holdouts to passing the health care bill. His vote made him a target of Tea Party activists who rallied against his re-election. Another day of disappointment for rescuers at a West Virginia mine. Today they had to evacuate a mine due to heavy smoke. But Jessica Lilly of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports officials have not given up hope of locating four missing miners.
Rescue teams were approaching the longwall section of the underground mine when they saw black smoke. Safety officials are not sure where the fire is burning. Before teams turned back, they found the first refuge chamber undeployed. The last glimmer of hope is the final refuge chamber. Officials say the next step is to drill a borehole and lower a camera to see if the shelter has been deployed. Governor Joe Manchin says that could be a turning point.
We're still hoping, we still hold out that that's been deployed and things intact, and we have a miracle on our hands here. But if not, we've definitely got challenges still on our hands.
Officials say it is still a rescue mission. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Lilly in Montcoal, West Virginia.
An investigation is underway by NATO. A military aircraft crash in southern Afghanistan overnight. That crash killed three American troops and a civilian worker. A number of people were injured in Zabul province. The Taliban says it crashed the CV-22 Osprey with rocket fire, but NATO says it's still determining the cause. The aircraft is often used for infiltration and resupply missions by special ops. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 24 points at 10,951. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Iraqi branch of al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the triple car bombing that killed 40 people near foreign embassies on Sunday. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that protests against the continuing American presence broke out in southern Iraq today.
Iraqi followers of the militant anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr held a protest in the southern Iraqi city of Najaf today, marking 7 years since U.S. troops seized Baghdad and effectively deposed the government of Saddam Hussein. Sadr, who is completing religious studies in Iran, sent a message that was read to thousands of demonstrators. He urged Shia and Sunni Iraqis to unite against the American military. Sadr is the only major political leader who has refused to make contact with U.S. officials in Baghdad. In other news, the umbrella group that represents al-Qaeda affiliates in Iraq took responsibility for bombs that damaged the Iranian, German, Syrian, and Egyptian embassies on Sunday. The group said all foreign embassies in Iraq make legitimate targets. They denied any involvement in the series of explosions on Monday that killed 35 civilians and toppled buildings around Baghdad. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
The first spacewalk of Shuttle Discovery's mission has been completed. Today, astronauts disconnected an empty ammonia tank outside the International Space Station. The crew plans to conduct two more spacewalks to finish the job. Discovery is on a two-week mission in space. NASA has plans to retire its space shuttle program later this year. This hour, President Obama is speaking about the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stevens. He says he will move quickly to name a nominee to replace Stevens in the coming weeks. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.